Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we spoke about a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that warned us of the evil effect and the dangerous effect that nazar, that the envious eye and the gaze of admiration can have on a person. Serious effects. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in fact once said in a hadith that the evil gaze has the potential to send a man to his qabr, to his grave. A person looks at him with a gaze of admiration and an envious eye, what we know as nazar, and sometimes it's motivated by jealousy also. Nabi Sassam says it has the potential, it's so dangerous that it has the potential of sending a person to his qabr, to his grave. Then those who are most vulnerable are the children. They are most affected by the nazar, by the eye of envy or the gaze of admiration. Different reasons why. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who teach us as parents, as grandparents, as elders to always perform ruqyah for our children. What is ruqyah? To recite certain verses from the Quran, chapters from the Quran, certain du'as and blow them over our children. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. And Nabi Sassam would recite a dua for them. أُعِيذُكُمَا بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّةِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ وَهَمَّةٍ وَعَيْنٍ لَمَّةٍ. Very effective dua. And Nabi Sassam would call the two of them, and Nabi Sassam says, this is the dua that Ibrahim alayhi salam would recite for his two sons, Ismail and Ishaq. What does it mean? I seek protection for the two of you in Allah from every devil, from every impure jinn, وَمِنْ كُلِّ عَيْنٍ لَمَّةٍ, and from every envious eye, every gaze of admiration. I seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the two of you from this gaze of admiration. Once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to visit Umm Salama, his wife. There was a little girl who was in the home. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at her. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, استرقوا لها, perform ruqya for her. I can see she is affected by the eye of admiration. Children, because they are adorable, because they attract our gaze and our attention, and that is why unnecessarily do not expose your children to the envious eye by posting their pictures on social media or by putting their pictures all over and keeping, you know, exposing them to that. They are so vulnerable. And sometimes you find also that the child, unnecessarily the child is being troublesome, or the child is crying, or the child is nagging. In fact, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to visit one friend of his, one companion of his. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard the child constantly crying. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, what is the matter with the child? Say, ya Rasul of Allah, there's something bothering this child. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's the evil eye. It is the envious eye. It is the eye of admiration. Sometimes, like I said, sometimes you as a parent also, you admire the child. That gaze of admiration has an effect on the child. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, istarqu, perform ruqya for that child. Go and perform ruqya for the child. Read and blow on the child so that the child can be freed from the evil effects of the gaze. May Allah grant us understanding.